I'm WUWM's Mayan Silver. There have been reports about humans infecting felines with the coronavirus, such as big cats at the Bronx Zoo. That led researchers at UW-Madison to start looking into cat-to-cat transmission. Here's one of the lead researchers, Peter Halfman.
So we had three pairs of cats. We took one cat from the pair and infected it by intranasal inoculation, some virus in the eye, and then in the mouth. And then we housed that cat by itself for 24 hours.
Then researchers reunited the pairs of cats, putting each infected one into a cage with a cat not exposed to the coronavirus. After 10 days, they found that the virus had spread to each of the uninfected cats. The researchers never saw a cat sneeze or have a spike in body temperature. These were healthy cats, and all of them survived, clearing the virus and even showing a high antibody response. But Halfman can't say for sure that an immunosuppressed cat would have the same results. This was also an experimental setting. The cats got a lot of the virus, and they got it directly. So does this mean cat owners could get the coronavirus from their pets? Halfman said he'd like to see the results of research looking into that possibility.
But that's more something that our colleagues that are epidemiologists will have to start looking more into. Start looking at cases where there's been family-to-family transmission and finding out, is there a cat in the household or not?
At this point, Halfman says there are no documented cases or evidence of humans getting the coronavirus from cats.
What we can say is that you're more likely to get infected from another person out in public or from another person within your household than you are from your cat.
If people are worried that their cat could make them sick or vice versa, Halfman says not to overreact. Just use good cat owner practices.
If you have the virus in your family or household, you should also be doing some social distancing with your pet cat. And you're told not to let your animal kiss you or lick you or things like that. So just kind of want to reiterate that kind of message for cat owners during this time right now.
Halfman says if you have questions or concerns, you can always give your local vet a call. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.